Amen. Well, it's always a privilege and a joy to get to stand in this pulpit. And we love and appreciate this church in Hot Springs. Excited for what God is doing. Amen. Past that new building on the way into town. And we're so thankful for what God is doing. Aren't you glad to be a part of this? Come on, are you really glad? Are you excited about what the Lord's getting ready to do? I just feel like telling the devil, you ain't seen nothing yet. Woo! Come on, somebody ought to shout a little bit tonight. Thank you, God, for what you're going to do in our family. Thank you for what you're getting ready to do in my house. Oh, thank you, Jesus. My. Amen. I give honor tonight to the shepherd of this church. Amen. We know the chief shepherd is Jesus Christ. Amen. But we know that we can't be saved without a pastor either. Amen. And Bible said he give us pastors after his own heart. And I truly believe that when God sent the motes, God sent you a pastor after his own heart. That's right. Amen. We give them double honor tonight, their entire family. We count them our dear friends tonight. Love each and every one of them very, very much. And just glad to be here tonight. Y'all got a little preach in you tonight? Oh, that's a little weak. Are y'all already on spring break? Woo! Well, hallelujah. Amen. If you will, go with me to Psalm 109 tonight. So glad to have my precious wife and my boys with me tonight. Thank you, Lord. I don't remember when we was here last time or not. If we've made an announcement yet, but we expecting another baby. Praise God. Amen. I couldn't remember if we told y'all or not. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Holland name's going to live on one way or the other. Praise God. My brother's got 7, and I'm not trying to keep up with him. Praise God. By the help of the Lord, this will be Omega. Praise God. Amen, amen. But God's good. Amen. That's right. Praise the Lord. Psalm 109. I want to preface before I read from Psalm 109. Philippians chapter 4 and 19 said, but my God shall supply all your need. Anybody got a need tonight? And the way he's going to do it, I'm glad his bank ain't broke. It's according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Anybody know God's a way maker? Psalm 109 verse 30, David said, I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul. And just a few minutes here tonight, if you'll help me preach, and I believe you will, but I want to talk to us from this subject, the incredible advantage of need. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands to the Lord and let's ask God to minister in this house greatly tonight. Amen. There's already a deep touch of the Lord that's here. Amen. We don't ever have to dig deep or too much deeper to strike water around Hot Springs. Amen. But let's ask God to talk to us here tonight in the name of Jesus. Come on, reach over and touch your neighbor if it's appropriate. Put your hand on them and pray. God, meet the need of my sister, my brother, my spouse, my aunt, my uncle. Come on. You don't know what need might be standing next to you tonight. If you know the need, you ought to pray over it right now. I'm telling you, the Lord's here to meet needs tonight. Oh, I feel the witness of the Holy Ghost here. Come on, somebody pray out in the Holy Ghost tonight. Somebody pray out in the Spirit tonight. Somebody will leave here healed, I believe, tonight. Somebody's going to leave here with a miracle tonight. Come on, I feel like we just need to tap on into that for a second. Come on, you lift your voice, your hands, and God can baptize you with the Holy Ghost before this service is over with tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. You be seated. Need defined as to require something because it's essential, very important. Need is common to the human experience tonight. We are born with great needs. We got that new baby coming. I'm just going to be reminded of that. Praise God. You know, that's the only way that baby's got to let you know it's hungry is to cry. I think sometimes we forget how to cry. We forget how to lift up our voices and cry out and let our Heavenly Father know, I got a need. I need some relief. I need some help. Come on, if you're too ashamed to cry out to God, you got too much pride. Some of you, I know you let other people do your crying for you, but you ought to lift up your voice tonight. It's easy to get lost in the noise of the crowd, but you got to lift your voice, ma'am. You got to lift your voice, sir. Job said, naked I came into this world. I'd say that was pretty needy. First usage of the word need is found in Deuteronomy. Quotation there is lending to poverty. In the context of that particular verse tonight, second usage of the word need is in the book of Samuel. A little bit different word is used there, but the connotation is similar in that it's talking about lack instead of poverty, just outright poverty. Third usage is in Ezra chapter 6, and need here is speaking of having a need for a certain thing specifically. Praise God. Why reference these verses separately? And I want to address the fact that the different word is used there in relation to the specificity of the need at hand. Amen. God knows what you have need of before you ask Him. But that does not negate the necessity of your asking. God knows every need in this room. God knows everything that's going on in this sanctuary tonight, outside of it for that matter. But in particular, I believe the attention of God is on this building right here tonight. And God is interested in our needs tonight. God does not get nervous when you come to Him with a problem. Matter of fact, I think God enjoys solving problems for us. You're not disturbing God when you cry out, sir. You're not disturbing the Lord when you lift your voice and say, God, I have a need. Most of the time when we consider our needs, we're human, so we have trouble with pride. We do. We may not want to admit it, but we do have an issue with pride. And because of that, having need in our life, we have to acknowledge that we've got something that cripples us in our life. That there is a disadvantage in our life somehow. And the enemy and the world wants to make victims out of us. To make welfare recipients out of us. To cause us to feel as though because of our need that we are somehow second class in nature tonight. To feel as though we somehow have fallen above a line in life that Everybody's looking down their nose at us. Amen. We don't think of advantage when we think of need. We don't think of something that puts us in a better position or a favorable place when we think of having a need. But tonight I've come to preach to Calvary that there is an incredible advantage to having need tonight. There might be a building fund and there might be a need there, but that doesn't put you in a second class position, Pastor. It puts you in an advantage because you stepped out by faith. God's going to catch every step and God's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. God's going to do it for this church. Woo! Boy, there's a strong witness of the Holy Ghost in there. There's a witness of the Spirit in there. There's an advantage to the need in this church tonight. You know, God's got strong feelings about those that are in need. You might say, I feel forgotten. I feel like nobody cares. I feel like nobody really understands my plight. Nobody ever been through what I'm going through, and I assure you they have. Amen. Somebody's been through what you've been through, but it does not negate the feelings that come with your need tonight. Does not take away from the fact that there is a weight that comes with the need in your life, and the enemy gets in your ear and tells you you're disadvantaged. You're such a sloppy mess. How could God ever help you? Amen. But I'm so glad that God had something to say about those that are in need. Amen. The writer said, for the oppression of the poor and for the sighing of the needy, God said, now will I arise. When you have a need, God gets up. When you have a need and you make it known to the Lord, God said, now will I arise and I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. Get back, devil. It don't matter what you think, because I've got a need. I'm not disadvantaged. I am advantaged. Hey, you got a champion in God tonight. You got a champion in God. The book said God prepares his goodness for the poor. That's what the Bible says. You and I can have needs that we don't even know how to put into words tonight. We sigh. We cry. Anybody ever been there? You don't even know how to put it in words. Anybody been there? Some of you done it today. You just sighed over it. You didn't even know how to talk about it. You talked about it so much you're sick of talking about it. I'm telling you tonight that God is in a... God is interested in that need tonight. God knows about it, but he's wanting to hear from you. He's wanting you to cry out. Oh, come on, church. Lift up your voice. We're almost there. Come on. David said, Lord, when it comes to what I need, could you hurry up? Oh, I know that we sing about waiting on God. Trust me, I believe in waiting on the Lord. Amen. I feel like I got a PhD in waiting. Praise God. Amen. I know about waiting on the Lord. There's a time and a place for it. But when you got a sure enough need, you want God to get in a hurry. You want God to come on. I don't know about that, preacher. I don't know about rushing God and all of that business. I tell you what, the need gets heavy enough, you'll start saying, Lord, could you hurry? Lord, could you fix this? I mean, like yesterday, could you fix this? I'm talking to somebody here tonight that you've got a need so big that you're weary with it. You're tired of it. I'm telling you, you got to cry out and say, Lord, come on, get in a hurry. David said, make haste. Somebody said, hurry. He said, make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. And here he said it, but I am poor and needy. And then he said it one more time. Make haste unto me, O God. And this is why, Lord, because if anybody's going to help me, it's going to be you. He said, thou art my help and my deliverer. Oh, Lord, make no tarrying. If we could put that in modern day vernacular, he'd say, make it snappy, Lord. Could you come on and do it? Somebody ought to lift your hands and say, Lord, hurry up and help me. Hurry up and move for me, God. I'm telling you, some of you need to open up your mouth right now and verbally assent it. God, hurry. God, hurry. God, hurry. It's urgent. God, hurry. Come on, take somebody by the hand right now and pray. God, hurry for them. God, hurry. God, move this mountain out of our way. God, move this devil out of my way. Come on. Something just walked in this house tonight. I'm telling you, God is rising up because of your name. Come on, dear sister, obey the Holy Ghost. Don't hold back. God, hurry up and help me. Come on, don't stop this right now. I got a lot more I can say, but I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost has arisen in this house tonight to let you know you're not at disadvantage. You are at an advantage right now. God's getting ready to move for your need. Make haste, God. Make haste, God. Yeah, you letting everybody else do your crying for you. Baby, you ought to be crying. You ought to be lifting your voice. You letting everybody else do it, but you're who I'm preaching to tonight. You need to cry out. Oh God, and help me. Woo. 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 Somebody obey the Holy Ghost here tonight. Somebody obey the Holy Ghost. Somebody come up here and pray for this sister. Sister Leanne. Right here. Right here. Yeah, yeah. Hakandabahashatai. Woo! Yes, God. Yeah, don't be too proud to cry out. Don't be too katalabo shatabahaya. Sister back there on the back, you got a hold of it right now. You got a hold of it right now. You ought to get up off that pew and shout. You ought to get up off that pew and shout. That's it, Brother Moats. That's it, Brother Moats. Make haste, God. Make haste, oh Lord. Yeah.